In this week's Parsha, Parshas Toldos, we have what is probably one of the most important sales in our history, meaning it's a sale that has major implications for everything that's going to follow. What happens is that Esav comes back from the field very, very exhausted, and he sees that Yaakov is making a lentil soup. His father was in mourning, was in avelus, because his father Yitzchak had just lost his father Avram, meaning Yaakov and Esav's grandfather had just passed away. And he was making the traditional food for a mourner, which was lentil soup. And Esav is coming in from the field, and he sees that Yaakov is making the soup, and he asks Yaakov, can you actually pour some of this soup into my mouth? And Yaakov responds to him, and he says, I'll give you the soup if you want the soup, but I need you to sell me your firstborn rights. Now, as we remember, Esav was the one who came out first, and Yaakov said, I want to be the Bechor, allow me to be the Bechor. The advantage of being the Bechor, and the reason that Yaakov wanted it so badly, is because at that time in our history, the Bechor was the one who acted the way that the Kohen was going to act, meaning that we did not yet have the concept of the Kohen being the priest is the wrong translation, but being the representative of the nation to doing the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and whatever the Beis HaMikdash was going to be. At that time, it was the Bechor who did it. And Yaakov said, I want to be the one that represents in the Beis HaMikdash. I want to do this work. I want to do the Avodah. Can I buy the Bechor from you? And Esav responds to him, and he says, "Hinei anochi hoylech lamus. Behold, I am going to die. V'lama zel li b'chayra. And why would I need the b'chayra?" Rashi explains it by saying, "What was Esav saying when he was saying that I'm going to die, and why do I need the b'chayra?" What Rashi says is that Esav looked at what it means to be the b'chayra and to work in the Beis HaMikdash, and he said, there's so many obligations for a Kohen. A Kohen can't be tamei lemeis, and a Kohen has to be very careful. And if he goes in and he has drunk wine before he goes in, then he's going to die, as we'll see later from the story of Nadav and Avihu. And what Esav was saying to Yaakov is, "Hinei anochi alech lamus, ani hoylech al yado lamus," says Rashi. Through getting the Bechor, I'm going to end up dying. And imkain, if so, ma chefetz liba? What would I need? What do I want this for? Why would anybody even want to be the Bechor? Meaning, although I understand that it might be a great thing to have, I'm scared to take it on. The holier something is, the more potential for real harm if it's not used right. And I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to fulfill all the very many commandments that the Bechor, the Kohen, is going to have. And I'm not interested in it. The Ibn Ezra says otherwise. The Ibn Ezra says that what Esav was saying is, "Hinei anochi alech lamus. Every day I go out to the field and I hunt, and it's a dangerous job. I don't know, maybe the animals are going to kill me. A hunter is a very vulnerable position. And hinei anochi alech lamus, I'm probably going to die anyways before my father does, before Yitzchak does, so there's no point really in getting the Bechor, because it's not likely I'm going to be alive anyways to get it. Either way, the conclusion is, Vayivez Esav es HaBechor. It says, after he said the statement, Hinei anochi alech lamus, he disparages, and after he buys it, it says that he disparaged, he mocked the whole idea of the Bechor, which according to the Daskenim is the reason that Yaakov was justified in taking it away from him, because of course we have the question that you're not allowed to sell something for much less than it's worth. Yaakov knew how much the Bechor was worth, and he's selling it for a bowl of soup. It's definitely not a fair sale, but the Daskenim says that once Esav disparaged it, he can sell it. But the question is, if this is a justification, then and if these are the explanations, then the Vayivez should have been before the Mechira. Why was it said afterwards? Meaning that the sequence of events should have been Yaakov asking Esav, would you buy it? Esav disparaging the Bechira, and therefore him saying, Hinei anochi alech lamus, and therefore what do I need it for? What's the purpose of it? And another question is that it does seem like Esav did put some thought into it, especially according to Rashi, and he realized that I wouldn't be able to hold by it. But if he's investing thought and making calculations and only then realizing that he wasn't capable because of the high expectations, so where's the vayives? Where's the disparaging? There's no disparaging here. It seems like he's making a calculated decision that because the Bechira is higher than me, I can't really attain it. So the Bali Musar says that what it teaches us is that once a person starts with making cheshbonos, he's already in the place of vayives. If he had truly appreciated the tremendous chus, then he wouldn't be making calculations, because what it means is that he's missing the desire to grow spiritually, and this is the greatest disparagement. Meaning he gets it, but he's not willing to give up anything in his life in order to attain the spiritual level that was going to be necessary to be the Bukhar. And then once a person starts with calculations, it's always the slippery slope. Like sometimes we say, maybe I shouldn't daven today because I'm not going to daven with kavana anyways, and it's better to daven with perhaps it's wrong to daven if I'm not davening with kavana, maybe better I shouldn't daven. We're starting with calculations. When you start with an analysis, which is a cold, calculated, and not an emotional thought process, it's going to get to vayives, that he would sell a bowl of beans. It just proves to us that the vayives must have been there, and that's why he's making the calculations. It doesn't mean that we should never make calculations. Obviously, our intellect is meant to work, and it's meant to work before our emotions kick in. But by the conclusion that we get to from our calculations, we could see that if my calculation was done for the proper reason, I'm not going to get to a place of selling the Bechira for a bowl of beans. But if I get to the Bechira for, if I sell the Bechira for it, what it means is that my calculations were not coming from a good place. It means that I was making a calculation because I don't respect the Bechira. Doesn't matter what the thoughts are, but as soon as there's these kinds of thoughts, cynical thoughts, it's already going to lead to vayives. It says that a person never said, Tsar li hamakom. Nobody ever came to Yerushalayim and said, oh, I don't have anywhere to sleep, even though there were millions of people who came. Even though it was indeed tight, but nobody said it because there was no thought about the difficulties. They didn't make the calculation before of, well, should I go this year and maybe it's going to be too crowded and can I afford it? Because if you start off a trip thinking about all the things that are wrong with it, which is a vayives mentality, then when you get there, you're going to say tzar li hamakom, because indeed it was tzar. But if you don't start to your calculations like that, it's not even a question. Of course I'm going to Yerushalayim. This is Aliyah L'Regel, and I'm so excited that I'm zeichet to go. So then when you get there, you're not going to see the deficits. It doesn't even come into question. There are no difficulties. And that's what it means when it says, because it's another question, V'lama ze li ha-bechira. What's the ze? And why? It could have just said, lama li ha-bechira. What do I need the bechira for? Ze means there's a something here. And the response is, what do I need the ze for? What's the point of all of this? What's the point of all the spirituality that I saw in my father's house? I don't need all of this ze. I want something else. I'm not looking for this. Growing up in the house of Avram and Yitzchak, we could only imagine what a spiritual experience it was. But for someone who's not cynical about it and not disparaging, but somebody who's disparaging is going to look at it and say, zeh, all this, what do I need it for? Lama zeh li ha-bukhara. He's not talking just about the Bukhara, he's talking about the whole picture, which leads him to make the calculations. Another way of understanding this, according to the Ber Yosef, is that what vayivez esav esa b'chayra is not going on the b'chayra, it's going on the new b'char. Vayivez esav, and esav disparaged who? The b'chayra, the person who had just bought the b'chayra. Once he sold it, he needed to justify for himself that he didn't make a mistake, and he says, ach, this whole thing is worthless, and look, Yaakov bought it for me. What a fool that Yaakov is to buy this for me. Who needs it? So he's disparaging not just of the Bechira, but he's disparaging of the Bechar. Which leads us to another question. It says, by the way, it says not only did he disparage it on his own, but it says that he brought in a group of bandits who came with him to mock Yaakov, and everybody was mocking Yaakov. So the other question is it seems like Esav committed many sins on that day. According to the Medrash, he killed someone. He shows disbelief in the world to come because a person who believes in the world to come is not going to say, anyways, I'm going to die, because he understands that it doesn't matter if you die, because this world is only a speck of reality and eternity is in the world to come. But a person who doesn't believe in the world to come definitely has a hine enoche lech lamus mentality. He shows his disbelief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. But the one thing that is mentioned, meaning all these sins that he did, are not stated in the pasuk. We don't have it clearly. We learn about it from the Medrash. But the one thing that is mentioned that he did, that he actually did, was that he disparaged his now older, younger brother. Meaning the Vayivez Esav Esav Bechera, that Esav mocked the Bechera, and by that was mocking Yaakov also for caring about the Bechera and even bringing these people to come and mock with him. That Vayivez is the only sin out of the many sins that the Medrash says he did that day that is actually written out, the Vayivez. The Medrash says on the words, I'm going to bless those who bless you, va'avarcha mevarechecha, that Hashem is more careful about the kavod of the Talmud Chacham, the kavod of the Rav, the kavod of the leaders, than he is on his own kavod. Meaning it doesn't say Vayivez Esav es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it doesn't say that Esav mocked the world to come, but it does say that he mocked the Bechira, and by implication that he mocked Yaakov. And this is the only thing that is actually written out in the Pasuk, because Hashem cares more about the kavod of our leaders than he cares about his own kavod. And we learn another important lesson from this. When a person disparages his Rav, his leader, he's taking away the ability of those Rabbanim to teach him. He's taking away the opportunity to learn from them. And as such, there's no possibility for growth, because our whole growth comes from our Mesorah. And when you mock the Bechira, and you mock the Bechar, and you mock the person who bought the Bechira, and you're mocking the Zeh, Lama Zeh Li HaBechira, then your whole mindset doesn't give you the ability to learn from these people. You're mocking them, you're putting them down. And you, Esav, have a golden opportunity. You're growing up with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and you're mocking them. The Maznaim, the Torah, quotes a Medrash that Jews are like birds, and we have wings. Without the wings, a bird is stuck on the ground and is in a very negative situation, because a bird on the ground is very vulnerable. Birds do not walk quickly, and they are awkward on the ground. The bird can only fly with his wings. Our wings are our chachamim. The goyim are like other animals. They don't have wings. They don't have the chachamim, and they cannot fly. But a Jew who is like a bird, who is disconnected from his wings, is in a much worse place than an animal. Because the animals can run fast, but a bird whose wings are clipped, a bird who has wings, who has the ability to learn from his chachamim, and who appreciates what his chachamim have to tell him, he can get very far, he can fly. But a bird without his chachamim, without his wings, is carrying around these appendages, these wings that don't work, is in a much, much worse place. So the Vayivez Esav Esav Bechira, it makes sense that it comes after the sale, either for the first reason we gave, which is that the Vayivez must have been there before, but it only comes out afterwards that the whole calculation was a Vayivez, and we see it from the end of the story, or because it was after he sold it that he started to mock Yaakov, and this is the chait that's going to be mentioned, that is going to be spoken about, because it's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I care about the kavod that Klal Yisrael has, or the people have for the Rabbanim, because that's the whole story, that's the whole deal, that's the whole way that you can get anywhere as a Jew.